Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. You want to be a part of the program. It's 800-941-SHAWN. If you'd like to join us, Peter Schweizer, I got to tell you, he's written another blockbuster, number one New York Times bestseller, in light of Tony Bobulinski's explosive hearing yesterday and showdown. I mean, he slammed these Democrats, ate them up and spit them out. It's very relevant. His new book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. You know, how much money did the Biden family make from China? Could you imagine for a second here, Hunter admitting no experience, energy, but yet he's doing deals with Russian oligarchs and CEFC, the Chinese oil conglomerate, and Ukraine and Russia. I mean, just all these countries combined. Can you imagine the dossiers that they must have on Hunter, an admitted crack addict at the time? I mean, and a guy that frequented, let's call them ladies of the evening, shall we? I mean, I can only imagine how compromised these countries have Hunter Biden. Now, that would be a national security threat, wouldn't it? Anyway, so we'll get to that. We have Governor Ron DeSantis. He is now battling the issue of what is likely going to be a pretty large influx of Haitian illegal immigrants that want to get into this country illegally, or immigrants or migrants, whatever you want to call them, making the attempt to get into Florida. There will be interdiction out at sea, and they will be turned around. The governor, of course, doesn't even waste his time trying to deal with the Biden administration because they're absolutely useless. Their latest floated trial balloon is, well, maybe we'll put them at Gitmo. Well, they did build soccer fields for the terrorists at Gitmo and spent a fortune of your money building great facilities for the people at Gitmo. Why not use it for something worthwhile? How about like our homeless military? If we're going to use Gitmo for some good purpose, why don't we take and find all of America's homeless military? Let's bring them to Gitmo, let them play on the soccer field and house them and feed them and treat them and give them the medical attention that they need, mental health assistance that they may need, and help them develop skills so they can, you know, get back into society and have healthy and happy and productive lives. Just an idea if we're going to be using those facilities and spending that kind of money. Senate Republicans now are trying to get Democrats to pass the legislation that would require federal immigration officials to arrest and detain and deport illegal immigrants who commit burglary, a theft, or other violent crimes. And they're calling it the Lake and Riley Act. Now, this is the same Democratic Party, as I've been reminding you, that has lied to you. They flat out been lying about the border being secure and the border being closed for 3 years. And they have now, in an election year, pivoted to, this is the Republicans' fault. I'm trying to fix it, but they won't help me. They won't pass legislation. There's no legislation that needs to be passed. Mayorkas has bragged about it. Biden has bragged about it. With a stroke of a pen, he undid all of the Trump policies that were working. So with a stroke of a pen, that would be all that would be needed. He could bring back those policies that worked. He doesn't need any help, any aid, any assistance from any body of Congress. He just does it. Now, you're going to love this one. About 200,000 deportation cases had to be thrown out of court by judges under Biden. Why? Because Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, he didn't file the required notice to appear with the courts on time. Wow. Another reason to impeach him. And anyway, now we have a new phenomenon that is breaking out around the country. You know, we go from migrant crime to migrant squatting. Linda, have you heard about this?
I haven't. What's the story?
A Okay, so you actually have people all over TikTok, you know, right? TikTok of all places. They are telling people and teaching illegal immigrants how to take over the homes of Americans via, quote, squatters' rights. Now, for those that don't know what squatting is, let's say, if you're in a state like New York, which, by the way, nobody would ever invest in real estate in New York if you had half a brain, maybe on a very limited basis, but let's say you decide to rent out your apartment, your home, whatever it is, to somebody, and then they decide they're not going to pay any rent, and then they just stay in your home. It happened to a woman at $1 million property. She can't get the people out. I know a guy that spent over a year trying to get rid of squatters. I know a guy that was trying to buy a house from an owner that had a squatter in there for 4 years. And the courts in New York had never kicked the guy out. And he said, well, I'd love to buy your house. I'll give you time to get rid of the guy. But if he's not gone by a certain date, I got to move on and get a house that I can actually move into. It did end up working out right because it had been in the courts for nearly 5 years by the time it happened. So that's happening. It was great watching Tony Bobulinski embarrass Democrats at the hearing. As I said, we'll hit that. And everything that they're now trying to implement is to force feed Americans into their radical climate alarmist religious cult. You know, one of the things about cults that fascinate me, and I've watched many, many specials about cults. I don't know why I'm fascinated by it. I've been fascinated by the issue of brainwashing. Years and years ago, I read a synthesis of Russian mind control techniques and how leaders literally can slowly indoctrinate people by instilling fear and using intimidation tactics, or, you know, even the art of hypnosis. A lot of people don't think hypnosis is real. I've read too many books on it to know that it's very real. Linda, did you know that it's, do you believe that it's real? Have you ever seen
hypnosis? 100%. I've seen it done. It works.
Oh, it's 100% real. You know, I've actually, you know, learned the techniques, read how they do it, practiced on a friend, and it worked. I mean, you use the for example, the law of reverse suggestion. You know, you tell somebody.
Wait, you did this to somebody?
Yeah, I did it to a friend to see if it worked. It was like a Hannity scientific moment. Yeah.
Was it like getting somebody to stop being a liberal and like getting them out of their funk and making them like
if I could do that, I mean,
we could save the country. I'm just saying, one liberal at a time.
No, I just tried it the one time. And I was reading out of a book the instructions on how to do it and what to say, because I was just fascinated by it. And it's called the law of reverse suggestion. And you'll tell somebody to follow your voice. Now, before you even start doing that, you start issuing commands that they start listening to. You'd be like, Linda, take off your bracelets. All right, now I want you to take off your necklace. I'm beginning to have you follow my instructions. So what happens before, all right, sit down in that chair. All right, sit with your back straight. You just start telling people what to do, and they start following your commands.
It's so wild.
Look, I don't know that much about it. Trust me, I'm no expert here. This is when I was in my 20s. I just was fascinated with it. Anyway, so I tried it. The law of reverse suggestion would be you tell somebody, all right, put your hands together and then follow your voice. And you tell them, all right, I want you to squeeze your hands. Squeeze it gently. Squeeze it gently. Squeeze it a little harder. A little harder, a little harder. Then you build up till you get to the point. Squeeze it so hard that your hands are glued together, and you can try as hard as you try. You're not going to be able to ungrasp your hands. And it works. The person cannot, you know, lift the grip of their hands because they're in that hypnotic state. It's crazy. Like they have shows. If you've ever been to like a comedy club, sometimes they'll have hypnotists and they'll take people out of the audience. By the way, I would never, I'm advising everybody, never let anybody hypnotize you. Bad idea. Bad idea. Now, this was just a friend, and, you know, I just to see if it worked. And then I'm like, all right, well, where's the chapter? How do you get the person to snap out of this? I'm like looking through the book and scrolling through the book. It was a dear friend. It's a funny story. And I was able to do it, but then the person had a headache after. I'm like, oh, I felt terrible. But I did it because I was just interested. And then he goes, all right, let me try and hypnotize you. I said, okay. It didn't work because I knew what he was doing. He'd say, sit down. I'd say, no, I wouldn't listen to the commands. By the way, it might be helpful with you. I can hypnotize you into going and just staying out of the New York City subway system. That would be worthwhile.
I don't know if that's possible. Don't you have to be like super, super relaxed, like crazy relaxed?
Not in a way and not in a way. You just have to have people listen to your what you tell them to do.
But you as a person, like, you didn't fall for it. So, like, you know, I'm as type A as you are. So, like, is it? I don't even know if it's possible. Is it possible? I mean, you know, I'd have to relax. I never relax.
I think under the right circumstances, anybody can be. I think it's that powerful.
That's wild.
I mean, I know it's crazy, right? But what your government is trying to do is they're trying to indoctrinate the population into wanting an electric vehicle, but they don't want them. This is a big problem. And this problem is only going to get worse. Look at Ford. They lost, what, $4.5 billion on their EV line. And you're listening to somebody, me, who has no problem with electric vehicles succeeding. As a matter of fact, like a company like Tesla, they're the biggest. And I have a friend that has a Tesla, loves it. But I just want people to live in freedom and have the freedom to choose that vehicle which is best for them. It's not that complicated. I don't know if you noticed Hertz just fired their CEO after his EV strategy torpedoed the company's bottom line. Hertz Global Holdings is replacing their chief executive in the wake of what was a disastrous bet on EVs that the company began unwinding in recent months. Nobody wanted them. And under the new owners, the rental company literally announced plans to order 100,000 vehicles from Tesla, spending the automaker's market capitalization soaring past the $1 trillion mark for the first time. They doubled down on it months later, placing big orders with Polestar. I don't even know that. Another EV company owned by China, apparently. Volvo has a line. Anyway, those bets went awry last year when Tesla slashed prices across its lineup to keep growing their vehicle sales. That's just being smart on Elon Musk's part. Anyway, you have another electric vehicle company, going bankrupt. I just don't follow this very closely. I'm not that interested in it. That's the bottom line. I'm not. I like my gas-powered vehicles. I just prefer them. But what they're trying to do here is now force all of you to buy something you don't want to buy. You know, apparently not hearing the news, most car makers have slowed down their electric vehicle push because their customers are rejecting it in droves. They know where Tesla is if they want an EV. But forcing Ford to make an F-150 electric vehicle that nobody wants and then losing $4.5 billion, they can't function. That's now putting high-paying career jobs for Ford workers at risk because of a stupid decision by management. Kind of like Anheuser-Busch. Anyway, it is now forcing more than half of the new cars to be electric by 2030. That's 6 years from now. Even Joe Manchin slamming Biden for this reckless EV mandate, telling people what kind of car they can't have. Excuse me. This is the problem with liberals. They don't love and believe in freedom. If they did, they wouldn't be forcing Americans to give up their gas stoves and give up their refrigerators and give up their air conditioning and force them into a car that they don't want. That they're not believing in the American people. On top of it, the evidence is growing daily that the production of batteries for electric vehicles requires not only pillaging Mother Earth of manganese and I don't know whatever cobalt and all these other minerals, but it also the EV batteries require a massive amount of electricity produced by generators, most of which burn fossil fuels. Most grids are run by fossil fuels, the vast majority. And they're heavy as hell. And now we're learning that the heaviness of the car produces particles from the rubber wheels that then also is polluting the planet, maybe even more than gas-powered vehicles. You can't make that up either. Again, I'm not against them. I have two friends that love their EVs, too. And they love them. And I'm happy for them. Don't forget, the administration, they want us all taxed to the brink. I don't know if you noticed, gold hit a new record yesterday. It did. They want us under the thumb of the IRS, controlled with a digital dollar, so they know where every penny you have is. Thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans, they've been opting out of the system, diversifying savings with precious metals like gold and silver. I've been doing it since the time I've taken a percentage of my savings, since I was able to first save, and I put it in gold and silver. I've never regretted it. Now, my current, my go-to company now is Goldco. I'm a customer. They're a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner. They placed over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. They'll walk you through the process. They'll send you any information you want so you can do due diligence yourself. Right now, they're offering up to 10 grand in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. Anyway, I've never regretted my purchase of gold and silver my whole life. Anyway, call my friends. I'm a customer, Goldco, 855-815-GOLD. Learn how you can get started today. Tell them I sent you, and you qualify for the up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call now. Don't wait. 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D.